Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
John, take us through your recollections of how this storm developed.
Yeah, this November storm from 10 years ago, coming up here in a few days, was a classic early season, very intense lake effect snow. It formed on a southwest wind up the length of Lake Erie. Of course, in mid-November, the lake is still quite warm. So that was an exceptionally cold air mass for so early in the season. So that temperature difference between an early Arctic air mass and a lake temperature that's still quite warm produced a very heavy and persistent band of lake effect snow. The longevity of that event was really impressive, too, lasting for several days and dumping incredible amounts of snow.
And what were your memories of this snow and this storm and where you were as the storm developed?
Yeah, so I was a forecaster here in Buffalo 10 years ago. And as I recall, it was a quite well-forecast storm, as these big events often are. They really scream off the page in terms of all the elements that go into producing an epic event like that. So I recall a well-forecast storm. It was difficult to get to work for a few of those days, but I live far enough away from Lake Erie, I was able to drive around the bend and make it to work every day during that storm.
And one thing that I noticed from that storm, up in the North Towns, they got nothing, but from about South Buffalo, south and eastward, that's where it got hit the worst.
Yeah, that storm had a very classic, sharp northern edge to it. So from about the southern half of the city of Buffalo southward into the South Towns, there were incredible amounts of snow while the grass was still green in the North Towns. And we see that occasionally in these storms. They typically have a very sharp northern edge where you go from feet of snow down to nothing in just a matter of miles. And that was a classic example of that.
And the snowfall amounts, they were pretty significant for the areas that got hit.
Yes, they were. We had 5 to 6 feet or even locally more than that. A few of the highest locations in that storm were over 70 inches in the immediate southern and southern southeastern suburbs of Buffalo. So really incredible snow amounts for any time of year, but especially for mid-November.
And how did Snowvember compare to other storms like Snowvember 2022 and the Christmas blizzard of 2022?
It showed a lot of similarities to November of 2022, although November 2022, that band moved around more. So there was heavy snowfall over a larger area. Even the North Towns had snow in November 2022. Similar to that, really no similarities to the December blizzard because of the differences in wind speed and the amount of blowing and drifting and how cold it was for the blizzard. But the 2014 November event and the 2022 November event were fairly similar.
And that wall of snow, John, where there was a defined line as far as that wall of snow, where exactly was that wall?
Yeah, as I recall, there's a famous picture that was taken by a helicopter from that event. The wall of snow was basically right at downtown, so roughly Genesee Street. That was the northern extent of the heaviest snow, so kind of bisecting the city in half, then extending down through the immediate southern suburbs and eastern suburbs. That was the northern edge of that line, roughly Genesee Street.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.